little bit of Ray. The best bits.
Give it up. Once again, joining us after Ireland's spectacular, incredible accomplishment on Friday night. It's the Rugby Dads. Boys.
How's it going, boys?
Thanks very much, boys.
Oh, my God.
Much obliged.
Oh, what a win. What a victory. Of course, it was great to see Ireland do the biz in rugby's heartland. Not South County Dublin, but South County France. Andy Farrell and the boys popping down to the Supermarché in Marseille and picking up a try bonus point win. It was a bit of a smash and grab affair, a bit like how I met the Mrs. Baveen at the Wes back in 94. Lots of great handling on show that night. As I said to herself that night, crouch, touch, engage.
Very nice. Absolutely. Wow. I'm still
Cornish.
Horse. I'm still absolute Cornish.
Cornish class.
I'm still a horse. I'm still a horse.
You're always horse, man.
A horse.
Horsebike.
What can I say? What a long weekend. What a Friday night. I tell you, I haven't had a Friday night like that since Hego, Hefo, Higo, Finno, Davy, Murph, and all the rest of the Belvo boys got chucked out of Reynards in 05 for spilling a pint of Hino on the pool table. Let me tell you. Serious shenanigans in shenanigans. Absolutely spectacular performance. Spectacular performance of stellar proportions, as Lord Royal of the Nugents would put it. Incredible scenes. Kudos all round. What a time to be alive,
no
guys.
No wonder you're not. You're horse, man.
What a time
horse.
To be alive.
What about the young lad Crowley? Strong, rugged, brave.
Oh, sensational.
Getting rave reviews across the board, Crowley. I'm not talking about Ireland number 10, Jack Crowley. I am, of course, paying tribute to light entertainment legend Elaine Crowley's decision.
Crowley,
to
amazing.
Dye her hair fully brunette over the weekend. Full coverage, guys, in today's Irish Sun, by the way. They're saying it's the best dye job since Drickow went blonde. The man, of course, a walking highlight reel, literally. With the blonde highlights.
Sensational
highlight job, man. Reminds me of the old gag. How do you make a blonde laugh on Monday morning, guys?
I don't know.
Tell her a joke on Friday night.
Oh, God. Oh,
horseplay.
It's
just horseplay. A bit of sexism. You know what? It's chauvinism.
A bit of chauvinism. It's just funny. Yeah. Just joking. Lighten up, girls.
Just have a laugh, yeah.
I tell you. Peter O'Mahony, by the way, as well.
P-O-N.
Shout out.
Absolute warrior.
Shout out. Peter O'Mahony's first outing as captain, and any doubts that he'd have the fortitude to carry the mantle have been fully dispelled. Right? Am I right?
No, you're spot on.
Truly dispelled. Yeah. Those doubts.
Yeah.
Much like a grumpy toddler who's just finished watching the Late Late Toy Show, stuffed to the gills with popcorn and starbursts, well and truly put to bed now. O'Mahony has already cemented his position among the greatest captains of all time.
Hear, hear.
Captains like Wood, like Drickow.
Woody.
Sexton.
Drickow, Sexton.
The legendary captains like O'Connell and Birdseye. Captains like Hook, Sparrow, Picard. And of course, America. I mean, Avengers Assemble.
Come on, guys in green.
Come on, you guys in green. Come on, you quite big. What a time.
Birdseye.
Oh, what a legend of the
game.
What
a leader.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.